Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Ethanol margins have been improving rapidly, which may be a bit more bullish corn in the long term. Here's Standard Grain's Joe Vaklevic.
We've seen a pretty substantial improvement in ethanol margins from the lows that were posted in April. On average, and this is according to Reuters calculations, margins in the central corn belt were negative to the tune of 20 or 22 cents per gallon back in early to mid-April and are now positive by 10 to 15 cents a gallon. So we've seen a big swing there, and ethanol production still has a long ways to go till we get back to a normalish state, even after six consecutive weeks of improvement. But the incentive may be growing for ethanol producers in the United States to increase production.
July corn closed down a quarter of a cent on the day to $3.29. In other markets, Chicago July wheat futures closed down 8.5 cents on Russia resuming exports to $4.96. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged at $5.85 to $6. Dark northern spring wheat prices steady as well, ranging from $6.25 to $6.65 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up 77.5 cents on the August board to $96.77.5. Feeder cattle for August up $1.70 to $132.87.5. Class 3 milk yesterday up another 15 cents, $19.42. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.